Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Well, it is Hollywood's biggest strike in more than six decades. Are we about to see Barbie taking to the picket line? Is Hollywood about to shut down? Freelance film writer and correspondent for Screen Daily, Esther McCarthy, is on the line to give us the latest. Good afternoon, Esther.
Hi, Dervil. How are you?
So look, not bad. Raging if I don't get to see Barbie hitting the pink hitting the red carpet. But for people who might not be aware of the ins and outs of this strike, what's actually happening? Because it was actually preceded by a different but related strike, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a culture war going on in Hollywood right now, because the deals, so, you know, these contracts were all due for renewal anyway. They haven't just happened. You know, there was a timeline, a deadline to renew the actors' contracts of this week, for example. But in the case of the writers, it's about, you know, your intellectual property and what you get paid for the work you do. You know, it's a global conversation, I guess, right now, especially with the advances of AI. So the actors had already been on the picket lines supporting their colleagues from the Writers Guild of America, the WGA, who have been on strike for more than 2 months now.
But it's quite small, because it's only 11,000 members. The actors increases that pool significantly, doesn't it?
Oh, like hugely. Like the SAG-AFTRA, which are the two main actors' unions in the US, have 160,000 members between them. So this is, by any industrial dispute measure, a massive, massive strike. And I think the impact in a city like Los Angeles, for example, it's going to cost the economy about $30 million every day that this happens. So it's, you know, by any standard, besides the profile of the people involved and how well known they are, the household names of the people involved, this is a massive, massive dispute.
I mean, this is, anyone who's been to LA, this is the essence of LA's economy.
It totally is. And like film sets, they're like factories. You know, I think what's maybe being lost here is, you know, people might be wondering, Dervil, but, you know, why should we worry about the rich people going on strike? And that's not really what this dispute is about at all. So you have very wealthy household names who are in our homes, in our tellies, on our cinema screens, will be out supporting the strike in the coming days. But really, like, about 63% of people who are members of these guilds, these unions, are what's known as background actors. So they never get to say a line. They're not Joey from Friends. They're the person walking behind Joey in the Friends cafe holding a cup of coffee. So that's the vast majority of these people.
And a lot of them actually, they don't, you know, they don't have health insurance. You know, they're in the background, but they're key to it. Can you talk to us through, Esther, just like, I'm looking, it's Avatar, Gladiator, and we think, okay, these big sequels could be affected. But what are they actually, you know, protesting over? Is it just working conditions? And what role, how come AI, artificial intelligence, is part of this dispute?
Well, I think what really fired up this dispute was a proposal from the studios and the streamers that extras or background workers would be paid for one day, and that their image and their features could be used in perpetuity to, you know, for any other film series, any other show, that they would get one day's work. So in the past, if you were an extra on something like, say, Gladiator, you'd be there in your period gear, getting, you know, pretty minimum daily rate, but you would be there throughout the production of the shoot. Now, what they're suggesting through the use of AI is you would be on that set for one day, get paid for one day, but be used throughout the production, and that they would actually have ownership of your image for any other productions they might see fit to use. So that will tell you kind of where AI is as a threat to casual actors or background actors.
And what about streaming? Anyone who's a big fan of HBO Succession will know Brian Cox, the lead actor on that. And he had told the BBC the strike could last until the end of the year. He said the whole streaming thing has shifted the paradigm. They're trying to freeze us out and beat us into the ground, because there's a lot of money to be made in streaming, and the desire is not to share it with the writers or the performers. There's been a lot of high profile actors coming out in support of their colleagues.
Absolutely. Matt Damon as well spoke very well, I thought at the Oppenheimer premiere, about the fact that most actors cannot earn enough money to pay for health insurance in the US, and that rate of pay would be $26,000. So we're talking about very low paid workers here that are being supported by their high profile colleagues. And residuals is a major issue in the advance of the streamers, Dervil, because, you know, in the old days, if your show got repeated on TV or bought by another territory, or, you know, picked up in the States, like Kin has done so well in the US, you would get paid a royalty for every time that show was shown somewhere else. But in the advent of streamers, of course, that's impossible. It's a totally different system, you know, and so people are losing out on that, I suppose, residual money, where you're an actor, you're going, God, it's quiet right now. I'm earning nothing, but at least I had that ad 6 months ago. I'll get some royalties from that.
They're waiting on something coming through. Esther, every star or every drama has its stars, and it is the nanny sitcom star Fran Drescher who's really come to the fore in this. She's the president of SAG-AFTRA, which is the big actors' union.
I mean, she's a real character. I mean, she's so entertaining. I watched the press conference on Thursday night, Gerald, and it was just the most fun press conference I've seen in many years. But she's a former star of The Nanny, a sitcom that was really popular in the States and kind of had a bit of traction here as well. But she made this speech, I think, that really resonated with people on Thursday night, and kind of said, they're coming for us first, but like they'll be coming for you next, and that this is, you know, a big time, you know, with the AI in particular, that this is a very big time in history for workers. And I think she really, you know, struck a chord with people with that. I think it helps as well that she sounds really like Joey Tribbiani's acting agent, Estelle from Friends. She just has this joy of an accent joy of a delivery, and once you hear Estelle, you won't unhear her.
You can't unhear that voice. Everything is local. We've seen the stars of Oppenheimer leave their UK premiere. Actor Matthew Modine cancelled his appearance at the Galway Film Fla. So it's going to affect ever if these actors are not appearing in films, if they're not promoting movies during the stoppage. How will it affect, do you think, Irish film and TV?
I think that's going to be really interesting. And I think I have talked to a few producers and people working in the industry in the last couple of days, and it's kind of a wait and see vibe, I think. But you can already see some impacts, like Cillian Murphy is supposed to be doing press in Dublin today for Oppenheimer,
that's
the biggest film of his career. It's not happening. Paul Mescal is, again, the biggest film of his career, Ridley Scott's Gladiator sequel, now under threat. Paddington in Peru, to my great dismay, is possibly not going to shoot either. So that's going to be delayed. It's really going to impact. It's going to impact, you know, what we see, what comes into our homes. It could
and
impact
what about
the
our production
industry
companies
in many ways. You know, because a lot of Irish productions would be co-productions.
Yes,
because we're a small country, we would co-produce with other countries. Oftentimes, that would be the United States or Canada. So if you have, you know, actors from those SAG actors, SAG-AFTRA actors, that could impact on a production here. So it's going to be a really tumultuous time, I think, for screen storytelling. There's going to be a lot going on.
The baddies in a movie, the moguls and the head of these studios are holding the line. Maybe Brian Cox is right. Could it last until the end of the year?
We only are hitting the tip of the iceberg in terms of how entrenched people are. Like, before the strike went ahead, 98% of the SAG members mandated their union leaders to take industrial action. I've never seen a percentage like that for a union, you know, 98%. It just tells you, I think, the level of dismay and disquiet that's out there. And I think the press conference showed the other night how far apart the unions are from the studios. And, you know, I think Fran Drescher referred to the message from her electorate to not stop short of anything less than a transformative deal were the words she used.
Look, I mean, if you look at it, Esther, you know, productions like to be affected. Sequels to Avatar, Deadpool and Gladiator, as well as upcoming seasons of shows such as Stranger Things, Family Guy and The Simpsons. Will they draw the line at The Simpsons? What are we going to see disappearing from our screens?
I think it, like, this could be a COVID level of disruption. I think you're going to see production shoot, you know, shut down, not just through the United States, but all over the world. And the thing with a production is, like, if a film or a TV show, it's a factory, really. It's, you know, they're like mini cities. There are hairdressers working, there are electricians. Like, the actors are only a tiny amount. So this will have widespread impact across the economy and across the world, I think. You know, yeah. there's a lot of people who work in a film set. There could be 300 people on a big budget film. Maybe a couple of dozen of those are actors, but without the actors, the shoot gets shut down, you know?
Well, it is all the hallmarks of a great movie script itself. Esther McCarthy might get a cameo role as the shocked freelance film writer and correspondent, maybe in that. I don't know who would play you, Esther, but look, I'll let you reflect on that. And thank you for joining us today. And